You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, let's get to it indeed. Our guest today is changing the world by helping people discover their gift. As a matter of fact, she is first author and co-creator of the international bestseller book and film called Discover the Gift, and actually a whole movement called Discover the Gift. If you are listening to us and have the ability to watch us, you'll want to watch this show. We actually have show and tell things to show and tell about. So you could go to lifechangesnetwork.com and click on watch live stream now, and you'll see us. You'll see us all in the studio. And because we're live from the Burbank studios, let me tell you a little bit more about our the joint studios in Burbank. Let me tell you a little bit more about our guest. The movie has been released in 22 countries worldwide. And as well as the book, which is already out, but it's going to be also distributed in all those countries and more. She's a leader of the transformational leadership community. She has shared the stage with people like Jack Canfield, Michael Bernard Beckwith, Dr. Sir Ken Robinson. The list goes actually on and on. And her work has been featured in The Huffington Post, CNN, Spirit and Destiny magazine, Examiner. And again, the list goes on and on. Until Discover the Gift, Cheyenne, our guest, has been working in public education for over 20 years as a special educator, administrator, and counselor. Her focus has been creating alternative programs in mainstream settings in order to give all students access to an education which works for them. I like that, actually. And now she's doing the same for everybody in helping them discover their gift. She's a master educator, and she'll be with us when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo. She is Cheyenne Joy Aziz. Joy. Do you like that? Joy. Joy. Cheyenne Joy Aziz. I kind of like the joy, actually. It's the joy, joy, joy. Joy down in my heart. So we'll be right back here at Life Changes Network right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and we are here, Mark Lejeur and I, and our guest,
Cheyenne Joy.
Joy Aziz. From Discover the Gift. But before she comes on, you know, I posted something on Facebook today because I was thinking about her, and I was thinking about her brother, actually, who actually produced this film with her, Discover the Gift. And her brother is known for some pretty violent films. And it's interesting because she's like over here and he's like over here, but he's not over here. And she's not just over here. Like, we're all everything. But sometimes we do more of one thing than the other. And I'm thinking, well, maybe her brother needs to do this to because that's what he thinks people want, or that's what the studios are wanting right now, or whatever it is. So I had this thought, because so many people that have been on our show actually have said, you know, we need to change Hollywood, or Hollywood needs to change, and all of that. And I was thinking, you know, maybe it's already changed, and it's just going to take us a minute or two to see the change. So I was thinking on that, and then I thought about The Sunset. And I thought, once somebody told me, you know, actually it was my father who said, you know, the sun's already gone. I'm like, what do you mean the sun's gone? He said, well, the sun left a long time ago. Well, today I looked it up. And the sun is 8 minutes difference. By the time the light of the sun gets to us, it takes 8 minutes. So when you see the last spark of that sunset, there are people say there's a little green spark. I don't ever always see it, but I don't never always see it.
Green
but,
spark.
You know, there's like a spark. Anyway, so when you see the last of the sunset, the sun's already been gone for 8 minutes. And so those rays that came from the sun that we're seeing are like long gone. So maybe Hollywood has changed, long gone, and it's just taking us like 8 more minutes to see the change.
We'll now call that the green spark theory.
The green spark. Yeah, the green spark. And Joy, Cheyenne Joy, is the green spark. No, seriously, you can look it up. Some people, I've never seen it always.
I have heard about the time delay, of course. The green spark is new to me, so I'll have to look into that.
Okay.
But I do think that what you
or
say.
Or green flash, whatever.
I think what you say, wasn't that a superhero? Or is it, it was Green Lantern and the Flash. Or when you put them together, then
is he at the end of the sunset?
I think what you're saying holds a lot of merit, because film. You know, Hollywood has been very formulaic, and I think there's a lot of programming. So that aspect of this is what Hollywood wants, this is what will sell, you know, has governed it. And those are habits that have to be broken. Yeah. So I think that there's a lot of people like Damien and Cheyenne that are already there or living a certain way, but have been doing things a certain way because that's the, you know, paying the bills, it's what sells, et cetera, et cetera. And yet maybe not. Maybe there's so many of the consumers that are waiting for Hollywood to get out of that's what has sold before. So it's this interesting kind of twilight zone, this transition that we're in.
Yeah, and
maybe sunset.
That's right, the sunset of Hollywood, and we're ready for the new sunrise. And actually, so people like Damien, obviously he's more than capable of making a beautiful, positive film, because obviously he and Cheyenne did Discover the Gift. However, he might be saying, well, as soon as somebody pays me or something, or when we can just afford to live off of that, we can do that. And I think more and more, as we're starting to see, as like the popularity of movies like this and books like this. Mm. So there it is.
Yeah. No, the door is definitely, I mean, you know, you saw commercial success in films like The Secret, and that certainly opened the door. So the consumer's out there.
Yeah.
And marrying the production value of big Hollywood with the content that really, you know, hits home and connects with the heart, I think, is the key.
Yeah. And actually, Cheyenne's shaking her head, so let's bring her on into the conversation. Again, she's a master educator and the first author and co-creator of the international best-selling book and film, Discover the Gift. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
So I just want to just sit here for a few minutes and just take in your energy.
so kind.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Well, no, they can take it in too, actually. You know, actually, I watched the film in a very noisy environment because I'd been wanting to watch it, and I finally got a copy. Actually, Mark said, you got to watch this, and I'm like, I can't right now, and there was so much going on, and it was loud, and I put it on, and all of a sudden, like, the loudness, everything just kind of went away. And then you come on and you start talking, and there's this moment with the relationship with your brother thing that we won't give it away, but, and I'm like crying in this place.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So what's that all about?
Receptivity. Step one, and discover the gift. And really in anything in life is about being receptive and open to possibilities. Better than you can ever imagine, because you haven't quite been there yet. So it's about being receptive and flexible.
And that's step one.
And that's step one, yes. Mm. And really, step one is a big part of it, because getting to the space of being receptive isn't just a snap of the fingers always. It takes some reconditioning and some work of our mind and our emotions to actually get us to that place.
And obviously, the world doesn't have to stop. Like, it's like, well, I can't because I'm busy and then there's all this stuff going on. It's just like, try it, because it just might not stop you from going there.
Yeah, and receptivity is just, it's a way of being, and it's just a pause for a moment, and really in taking a nice deep breath in, and we can all do that together if we just pause. And we take a nice deep breath in, and we hold it for a moment, and feel yourself. Feel your body and your presence. And then let it go. Here you are in this moment now, receptive and open.
I was just going to say, it's got to be coupled with letting go.
Yes, it has to be.
Once you let go, then you have the opportunity of taking in.
Of taking in, exactly. Yeah. And so part of the process of receptivity is clearing the space and the letting go and the releasing to get to that. Yes.
Okay, so how did this all happen?
Discover the gift happened because my brother and I and my family decided we were ready to do something at a different level together and to really share our stories of tragedy into triumph, because we've had so much tragedy as children growing up, and children all over the world are having tragedy. And if our tragedies and our sorrows, if we could find the gift in them and share that powerfully with others, then we give that opportunity and that possibility for others as well to grab onto the tragedy and find the gift in it. And that's a big piece of what Discover the Gift is about really tapping in to the gifts in every situation.
Mm. The gift was always there, you just didn't see it?
Yeah, it's looking for it. You know, so, it's even if we look at the Amber Alert system for a moment, we really think about that in our nation, it's a system that came to be because of parents who lost their children. Someone abducted their child, their daughter, and she was missing. And we didn't have a system in place in our country to get her. And so out of the worst tragedy any of us as parents can possibly imagine, someone abducting our child or our children and taking them, what they did with it was they created a gift for our nation.
Mm.
They created a way that other children will be found, hopefully instantly, where the whole nation is notified. That's how we discover the gift in our adversities. That's one big way, and there's so multitude, many ways, from the small to the huge.
Well, it calls to mind that there's multiple levels of letting go.
Yes.
I mean, just the idea of being open to the fact that the letting go or that the acceptance of a tragedy being a gift before you even realize what gift that tragedy is.
Yes.
So it seems like it's a
well, let's not let go of this conversation, but we do have to pause it for a moment, and when we come back, we'll find different ways of discovering the gift. And we'll talk about some of the people that are in the book and in the film and some of what they share with us as well. We're live from the Joint Studios in Burbank. You could be watching us at thejointstudios.com or listening to us at Life Changes or on the BBS Radio Network. But if you go to lifechangesnetwork.com, you'll be able to click on the live links and see us and hear us right now. We'll be right back here with Cheyenne Joy Aziz right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. This is Filippo, and I'm here with Mark and our guest, Cheyenne Joy Aziz. And, you know, actually, I just listened to what that was on that commercial that talks about real people, our tagline, one of our taglines, real people come together. Talk about real people. You know, you and your brother, you hang out with a lot of celebrities, famous people, and very wealthy people and all that stuff. It seems like a whole different world, a whole different life. And it seems like those people, quote unquote, you know, don't need this. Because it's like, well, they've got the life. You know, most people think, well, that's the life, and the life that they're living is just like blah. So what would you say to them about that?
That we're all human beings first, and it just, it begins that way. We're human, and po' buddy's nerfect. And, okay. And everyone is a work in progress. And that's really the idea, that no matter where you are, what level of evolution you're at in your own life and in your own purpose and your pathway, that you have your own work to do, no matter where you are. And in my experience, celebrities and big thought leaders in the world have more work to do and a lot more reconditioning of their own minds and their emotions to really get in touch with. And so no matter where you are, discovering your passions and activating your gifts at the next level is for you.
You know, the more work to do, is that kind of like to whom more is given, more is expected kind of thing?
Yes. Yes, I believe that. And, you know, funny, I was on Facebook today and I can't remember the exact quote, but it really makes me think about this. And it said that, you know, be kind to every person you meet because you don't know the life and the hell that they're living within their own lives and their own space. And so it's about that we all have stuff to work on. We're all reconditioning our minds and our emotions. And part of Discover the Gift for me was about really diving into your authentic wisdom, your purpose, your passion, but your positive inner wisdom, you know, and that's a key distinction, that we often listen to our negative inner wisdom, the stuff that tells us what's wrong with us, how we're not good at that, we don't do this well. And the idea of Discover the Gift is about focus on what's right about you. Focus on what's wonderful about you, about your strengths, the places you love to share. And when we start focusing there, more grace and ease shows up in our life because gratitude exists in that space when we're sharing who we really are. We become grateful for ourselves. We become grateful for everyone around us. And that's such a key piece. And when you focus on what's right about you, we get to be that for the children. And ultimately, that's my passion. That's my purpose. And it's about the kids. And when we, the adults, live in our highest selves and share our gifts and our purpose, what happens is that we allow that to be true for our children and we create a world immediately that they can thrive in. And that is, I believe, the pathway to a conscious, compassionate world, is by focusing on what's right about you and your gifts.
You know, I read in your bio that you are were an educator for 20 years for special, and so that's special needs children,
yes.
Right? And yet it's ironic that in a sense, everybody is a special needs person.
Every single
person. Especially
the
children.
Especially the children. And all of us, we're just grown-up kids, you know, and that's why it's so important that we really pay attention to our words, to our thoughts, our actions, all of those things. They really impact us immediately. And it's hard for us to really realize, but if you just take a moment and you really start paying attention to yourself and what you're thinking about yourself, and then the words you're using in the world, and then how you behave, what you realize is that it's all connected. And so when we really do the work inside, when we dive in and recondition our minds and our emotions and get focused on what's right and wonderful about us, we get to start stepping from that space, thinking from that space, speaking from that space, and then acting from that space.
That's such a huge point, because I think about how easy and how convincing we can be at believing we're not worthy or not loved or whatever the case may be.
Especially when some have been told all their lives.
We've been told our whole lives.
Yeah. And then when you try to go when you start the process of reprogramming, it's a little bit harder to take in. You don't believe yourself as quickly or as easily as you do when you're focused on the negative.
Agreed. It's very true. And, you know, I teach a lot of my students and clients real simple techniques that they can use to pay attention to those negative thoughts. And there's some really simple ones. And it's in the world everywhere, so it's not mine. It's somewhere I learned it, but I love it, and it's called cancel. When you pay attention and you notice yourself thinking a negative thought about yourself, someone, or those around you, or a situation, you cancel, and replace with a positive thought and feeling, key distinction, thought and feeling about yourself, the person, and the situation. And our brain is a big muscle, and so what happens is that it's muscle memory, and over time, we start to catch ourselves thinking negatively, automatically cancel, and then replacing. And that's just one simple way to bring us present. And if we struggle with that, the next level is just focus on gratitude when you find yourself feeling negative, and that will bring your energy back to a positive space.
Mm. And you too can learn this. Actually, you can learn it from the movie Discover the Gift, which I have had the pleasure of seeing. Now, I haven't had the pleasure of reading the book, but there's the book, Discover the Gift. It's why we're here. And so you wrote this. We never mentioned his whole name, actually. Damien Lichtenstein. And so your brother, and for who we also are grateful for both
Very
of these.
Very much so.
So is what you're sharing in the book?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything I'm sharing is in the book because it's one of my big first gifts to the world is the knowledge and the wisdom that has come through me and I've been able to share it in this form, and mostly because of my brother, because my brother is a really big thinker. And for me, I was living in Vermont for a really long time, and I love it there. And 12 and a half acres attached to another 175 acres. I see only one other home, and that was beautiful for me. I could live there forever, being a teacher, running schools, loving the mountain. And my brother said to me one day, "Why are you thinking so small?" Mm. And I was like, "What are you talking about, thinking small? I'm huge. I'm like creating programs. I'm doing all these things. I'm all over the states." He was like, "No, you're thinking small because your stuff can be global." And I was like, I didn't even see it at all. But he's always been that way. And so I took that thought in for a few years. And then finally, I got the nerve to ask him one day, which was, "Hey, big brother." He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "So when's the man I know going to match the work he's doing in the world? Because it's not a match."
Wow.
And that's really how Discover the Gift came to be.
Wow.
Was because he was blowing things up, shooting people, doing, you know, in his movies, he doesn't do it real, but, you know, that's what he loves to do, TNA, blow things up. And, you know, that was his world. And as an educator and a human service provider and a humanitarian, I couldn't understand. I just didn't get it. We had the same parents and I couldn't connect it. But he's a guy and he has the warrior spirit in him. And I think there's a lot of that. But when I finally asked him that question, it changed our whole lives. And Discover the Gift was born of that question.
Brilliant.
Mm. She said TNA. Is that teacher's aid?
Yes. In my world.
Okay. Well, and there's one other thing that I'm going to, well, I can show it now, and it's the CD that I actually haven't had the pleasure of listening to either, but I'm looking forward to it, and we're going to get to hear a little piece of it in just a moment. Now, music by Carlos Jose Alvarez.
Yes.
This is somebody you know? Or
a very dear friend of mine and my brother's, and he's an incredible composer, and this was his first shot at composing with a live orchestra, and it's phenomenal. And we really worked hard on gathering our friends and as many relatives and friends who wanted to be a part of this project so that they had a place to share their gifts as well.
Wow.
And that we really believe that to be true. And it's a platform for you and for anyone who wants to share the messages of Discover the Gift, stand on the platform, share how it inspired them to share themselves more deeply and their gifts with others.
So do you believe everybody has a gift?
Absolutely. More than one.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. The man in the street, the child in Africa. Mm-hmm.
All of them have a gift. And whether it's a gift that we see as tangible or the way our society or our nation would look at a gift is different. But yet the gift of a child on the side of the road in Africa might be that it sparked an aha moment in someone who was walking by or driving by, which created in them the inspiration to do something bigger to help children. There's so many different ways that just our very presence is a gift.
This is, goes back to the letting go again, because there's so much programming around consumerism and material goods and whatnot that the definition of gift is so skewed in terms of people's own perceptions of themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, if it's not in a box wrapped up in pretty paper, then it's not a gift.
Exactly. And as His Holiness Sri Sri Ravi Shankar shares with us in Discover the Gift, is that we have to unwrap the paper, the glittery wrapping paper that life has given us, and look at what's inside. And that's the idea of Discover the Gift. It's about you, because you're the gift. Who you are, what you have to share, what lights you up and inspires you, what you love, those are the things that are the gift and such a big part of it. And the more you share you, your authentic self, who you really are, compassionately, you actually give permission for all those around you to do the same and to find in themselves that, that space and that, that esteem to go, oh, look, they can do that. I can do that. How do I do that? How do I shine like that? You know, and it's, and everyone can do it. Everyone has it.
Gosh, Cheyenne, you just helped me in this very moment discover a gift that I've been carrying all my life. And in this moment, I discovered it. I had a relative who was a really difficult person to everybody she knew. And I was a child. And one time with excitement, I said to her, to everybody at the table, I want to play you a song at the piano. And she blurted out, it'll be a while before anybody wants to listen to you, and went back to the conversation at the table. And I never forgot that. And now the gift I've recognized is that ever since, as an adult, whenever a child wants to share whatever that child wants to share with me, I always pay attention.
You're present for them. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's the gift. And that's one aspect of so many of them.
Brilliant.
I love that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that, I think it's time for some music. We're going to listen to Discover the Gift from the original motion picture soundtrack called Discover the Gift, music by Carlos José Álvarez. This was the first time he orchestrated. Wow, that's amazing. So from Discover the Gift, that was the title song by music by Carlos José Álvarez. We'll be right back here on Life Changes with People.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic, Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and I'm here with the co-host.
The co-host,
and all co-hosts, Mark Legere, and the guest, and all guests, actually. Even more at a higher level, Cheyenne Joy Aziz. And if you are liking what you're seeing and hearing and feeling, go to discoverthegift.com. Couldn't be easier. Discoverthegift.com. If you want to connect with Cheyenne, you certainly can at discoverthegift.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook. Now, two ways to do it. You can go to facebook.com/Cheyenne Joy Aziz, and that's spelled S-H-A-J-E-N-J-O-Y-A-Z-I-Z, Cheyenne Joy Aziz. Or you can go to facebook.com/discoverthegift. Cheyenne, just tell us a couple more people that we haven't mentioned yet that are in the film, in the book.
Wonderful. I'd love to. You know, it stars people like Jack Canfield, His Holiness Dalai Lama, His Holiness Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, Marianne Williamson, like I mentioned, Michael Bernard Beckwith, Dr. Sue Mortar, Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, Nyerka, David Avocado Wolf. Mm-hmm. It really, the list goes on. And what we really did was we pulled together, and Christine Stevens, who's incredible, and Sir Ken Robinson. I mean, it just goes on. We really pulled together a group of people who were actively speaking and sharing powerful, positive wisdom and being active with it. That's one of the key pieces, is involvement and activation, and it's also one of the steps in Discover the Gift, the book. The first step we've talked about a little bit was receptivity and the importance of letting go, you know, and then being open and flexible to possibility once you've let go. And step two is intention, and really being clear about intention and understanding what intention means. Because if you're not receptive and open, you can't be clear about your intentions. And if you want your intentions to really come to being, come to life, come to solidness, mm-hmm. you have to activate them. And activation takes involvement, and that's step three. So you have to involve yourself with your own inner work and the outer work with others. And so those are some really key pieces and distinctions in Discover the Gift. And the first three, which I think are the big ones, which is receptivity, intention, and activation.
It sounds like receptivity is like building the foundation.
Yes.
Because you can't get the answers if you're not receptive to them, right? And then you won't understand them if you're not receptive. So that's the foundation.
Yeah. And in my trainings, I train global ambassadors and global trainers, and I also train individuals to discover their passions and activate their gifts. And in the training, all of them, we go through the 8 steps in every training just at different levels. And the global trainer program is pretty intense, and receptivity takes most of the entire weekend, because that's where the work is really in receptivity, intention, and activation. And then the other steps tend to flow pretty smoothly after that. But that is where the work happens.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, I was just thinking of a friend of mine who I was trying to help, who's built this beautiful experience that he wants to share with the world. And I was trying to help him build a foundation underneath it. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't receptive to it. And it looks like the project will succeed, but it just seems like it's going to topple down because it doesn't have a foundation.
Integrity is key in everything. You know, people often ask me now every day from all over the world, how do you discover your gift? You know, and to them, it's a very concrete question. Mm-hmm. How do you discover the gift? My gift, how do I discover it? And through the last 2 years, I've come up with a few different answers, trying to give as much as I can as a teacher and a ball that someone might be able to have some aha moments in. And the first one is, we've talked about already, which is focus on what's right and wonderful about you. That's the first way to start to get access to what your gifts are.
And you have the people going, tell me, how do I discover my gift?
Exactly. So it's a thing I call the four I's, right? It's insight, intention, integrity, and involvement. That's the way you discover your gift, is you get really clear and be able to be self-aware, and that takes work. And if you need some help, feel free to look me up, happy to support you with it. But it begins with that, really, with your insight, your aha moments, and understanding that your aha moments are like waves of energy, because everything is energy. Everything that we know that exists is some form of energy. And so even our thoughts and our aha moments are energy. So when we can pay attention to those waves of aha insights that show up for us, we have a choice of which ones we're going to ride. We can ride the little ones that come through, or we can wait for that nice big wave that we feel really good about, that
like
we've got that energy for, that we feel our passion and a purpose with. And if we're really clear about that, we hop on that wave with firm intention, right? The intention is to ride that wave all the way to the shore, right? To create your dream, live your dream, right? So your intention is clear. Now, if you don't have integrity with everything you're doing, you're going to fall off your surfboard. Right? You have to have integrity. You have to have that foundation. And if you're not involved with yourself, with your insight, if you're not involved with your intention, and if you're not involved with your integrity, you can't live your gift.
It seems like you have to almost reevaluate and reassess or re-enable that receptivity with each step.
With each step, absolutely. That's
because
why it's such a key piece.
So many people I've come across, and we do a bit of life coaching, you know, just by the nature of the show and the people we talk to. And there's so many people that get into this space of, okay, I'll try, which has all sorts of, I'm
not going to do it.
And it's futile until they reach that point. But then even getting, okay, so I'm open to it, but then when it gets a little more difficult, or the next step, or there's an aspect of it, they're not receptive to that next bit of integrity or that next step in the process.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely the key to all of it is being receptive. And when I teach the trainers and the ambassadors, part of what I share with them is, look, you're always going to come to some place in the 8 steps. And guaranteed, anytime you're up to something new or taking a new step in any direction, receptivity is going to come into play at all turns.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that, like you said, doesn't mean that that might not hurt.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean it might not be scary.
Exactly.
But,
you know, but to do the work, you know, if you really want to live the life that you want to live, and you're dreaming and you feel inside like you have tugs that are pulling you in other directions, but you're afraid or you don't want to honor your voice, I say honor it. I say it's okay. It's okay you're afraid. I'm afraid too. I'm afraid every day. And I keep stepping every day. because if I don't keep stepping, I'm stuck and then I'm stagnant, you know, but I have fear all the time. You know, I just was asked to do Peace Link Live and it's this big thing. And it's, all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm afraid, you know, but then I come back to, it's okay that I'm afraid. We're all afraid. Just don't stand and face your fear. That's like, you know, again, we come back to our language. We can't stop and face our fear. We can't stand in the face of it. We have to step through it. You have to continue to take the steps, and then your fear becomes part of something that's along with you for the journey.
You know, I have to say, we've actually interviewed a lot of people from that are in the book and the DVD, a lot of I know a lot of them, and I know a lot of their message, and maybe that's part of the reason, or maybe some of them have. It's become such a rote thing for them that that I'm not feeling something, but I felt something when you spoke and when your brother spoke. And I think it partly also was because you're in process or just say what you just said, actually, that the others are, some of the others. I don't want to put anybody down or their process and journey, but it feels like we're the teachers and we're telling you what to do. And what I get from you is I'm a teacher and I'm teaching from my process. I'm learning too.
Yes.
Integrity. And that speaks to me. Integrity. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So if you want to hear what spoke to me and hear more of what's speaking to you, there's this, and so Cheyenne mentioned that you can reach out to her, and you can do that again through facebook.com/CheyenneJoyAziz. I'll spell it one more time. SHAJENJOYAZIZ or facebook.com/discoverthegift. And I guess what you have an email or something at discoverthegift.com, yes, or a way of people to contact you?
Cheyenne@discoverthegift.com.
Oh, well, there it is. Yeah. There it is. Anything that we've left, well, of course, a lot we've left out, but is there something that you think this is how we tie this all together today?
Yeah, you know, I really just want to remind everyone that you are special. You know, you are really worthy and valuable, and who you are and what you have to share with the world is important. And it doesn't matter who told you it wasn't important. It doesn't matter where the negative messages came from. It's possible for you to live an incredible life with your very next step. And it really begins with gratitude. And that's where it starts. Just being grateful for being alive, for breathing, for being here, and having any moment to share in this beautiful life together with others. So that's really what I want to share, is that you are the gift, and it's you.
Well, there it is. There it is. Well, Cheyenne, you mentioned that there was another song we can play real quickly from here. Did you?
Yes, I can't remember which one it is.
You can't remember which one it is?
The vibration one.
Vibration was okay. Why don't we play 30 seconds going into commercial of Vibration as we say thank you to which number is that? Vibration.
Five, I think.
Is it number five? Fighting the blessing. Finding the blessing?
No.
No? Do you, choose your vibration,
yes,
number seven. Okay, we'll play 30 seconds of
Let's
that going into saying thank you to Cheyenne, and we'll be back with our producer draft after this.
The energy one.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
I'm going to enjoy this. That was Kali Ma Studio Voodoo Remix from the original motion picture soundtrack of Discover the Gift. So anyway, that's we've been playing a few samples from that. Actually, I don't know that we mentioned that the one before the break was Choose Your Vibration. Great titles, by the way. Great everything. I'm so happy with this. I could die happy. I was going to say, I can go home. I don't know.
Here comes the green flash.
Here comes the green flash, exactly, of the sunset, exactly.
That was why I was so excited to have Cheyenne on talk about Discover the Gift. Out of I think, all the guests that we've had and the subject matter, which so much of it is aligned because it's subjects that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
But the work that she's doing, that they are doing, the product they've created, I think is probably the most closely aligned with what we
see, believe, and feel, and the way they're doing it. Yeah.
And the people they touch and know, and going back to that integrity. And it's really special. But one thing came up before the last break, and I wanted to highlight it because it made me think of a moment in my childhood. I had a few moments in my childhood. But the stepping through fear, I'll never forget being in line at Space Mountain for my first time. And I don't know if I was 4 or 5, but I just reached the you're tall enough bar and yet did not want to go on this ride. And my family was encouraging me to go on this ride. And I cried and wailed and kicked and screamed that entire, I don't know how long the line was, but for me it was 3 days.
At Disneyland it probably was 3 days.
And you know, Space Mountain, I think it's still the same way, is it's sightless, right? It's dark.
It's dark.
You can't see. Mm-hmm. And I was terrified. Mm-hmm. And went on the ride and we came out and my dad looked at me and I looked back at him and I said, let's do it again. And I thought, you know, that's really life. How many great experiences do we miss because we're stuck in the fear that's in the buildup in our minds?
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what Cheyenne was alluding to. And that, I think, is probably one of the larger blocks to discovering the gift.
I like that. And not everything is like that, I have to say. But on the other side of it, of whatever, if you don't say, let's do it again, you might say, I'm glad I did that.
Well, yeah.
Or I wish I didn't have to go through that, but because I went through that, I'm this better person or what have you. So there are many different ways. Your experience,
of course.
Yeah, I hope all your experiences are, let's do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a great way to do it. May all your experiences be, what was it? What ride was it?
That was Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. I mean, all your experiences in life do Space Mountain. You know, actually, I was thinking of an event in my young adult years when Cheyenne said something about we're all children inside when we were talking about everybody pretty much is a special needs child or a person. Because we all have our own needs and we're all individuals. We are. And so I was thinking on how in some training when I was working in corporate America, we were told if you're nervous to get up on stage or if you're nervous to address an audience or address a customer or to talk to your manager, think of that person or the audience in their underwear or your manager in his underwear, and then it's easier for you to talk to them. And I had a hard time doing that. I just didn't like looking at some people in their underwear. And I felt sorry for them. Yeah, I was like, they're going to freeze. No, instead, I pictured them as children. And in the case of one particular manager, when I was working in corporate, that particular corporate America job, he would have been a true special needs child. I mean, it was just he as an adult, we tend to, he's in that position. So you look at him and you think all the things he was doing was normal and you're the one that's wrong. But when all of a sudden you made him a child and you think, oh gosh, you just want to hug him and say, really, it's okay. Or it's going to be okay. It took on a whole different relationship.
So interesting that you say that and use that, because that's something I do every day when I'm in public places.
Really?
I'm a people watcher anyway, but I love to look at people and then try to go backwards in the view of them. And
imagine
see
their face as a child even, right?
As kids, yeah.
And they are.
Before they got to the wrapper that they're wearing, which is whatever mood they're in or you know, whatever lines they have from stress or worry or happiness or whatever.
You know, interesting you should say that. Discover the Gift, Shri something, says remove the wrapper, and right? So you said the wrapper that they're wearing. If you remove that wrapper, a lot of which is fake, hiding what's beneath.
Yeah, that's what they've grown into as a result of their thoughts and actions.
Or what people put on them.
And then their reaction. In fact, I was thinking about the analogy of Space Mountain is actually a really good one for life, because most of the twists and turns that, at least in my life, have come up, I didn't see coming.
And in the dark, right? Yeah, of course, you didn't see coming, right? And in the dark. Yeah, I like Space Mountain, by the way. So, there.
Good thing.
I'm thinking of Space Mountain now and analogies. I'm like, woo! You know, actually, I'm looking at some of these testimonials that Cheyenne has gotten. Cheyenne Joy Aziz is an enlightening author, educator, vibrant speaker, and coach. Just another person says, thanks, mentor Cheyenne, for your realizations. I have a choice with my life, and I'm happy every moment of my life. Wow, I'm amazed. That's the kind of thing. Cheyenne is very bright and a fast learner. Yeah, I like that. Able to read the culture and procedures of a new workplace swiftly and accurately. That goes to show you she's in tune.
Well, I mean, that's what makes the movie and the book and the material so powerful, is because she, not only is she in tune, Damien has had such an illustrious career with some really big pictures. And even he now, as we were talking about, not only co-producing this film, but is producing from a perspective of kind of bridging those worlds, of getting people where they live. And he's still doing what he loves, but he's now weaving in and producing from a perspective where he can connect emotionally and move people in that space. So if it does sell and that's going to bring them into the picture, maybe they'll come away with something positive. And there's so much of that in Discover the Gift of you know, producing with that kind of greater awareness.
We should have him on the show, and then he can sit here and we can say, why you make those movies? Boom, boom, break it, killy people, no.
I want to sit here when you say that to Jamie.
He's a big guy, too. He's a big guy out there in the world. I'm a big guy. He a big guy. I don't know what accent I'm doing. No accent is intended. I have an accent. in other parts of the world, people say I have an accent. This is not that accent, but I like this one. This is, I wear it well.
You turn into a child when you think about
it. There it is. I'm being childlike. And that's, there's a gift in that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, as a matter of fact, we were going to have a child in the studio today. That would have been fun.
Yes. Soon.
Soon. Okay. Childs are welcome in the studio.
Childs.
You're welcome. All childs. Because I don't remember what I asked Cheyenne before the show, and she said something about I am a child, and you know what?
We all are.
That takes really a big person to say that, though.
That everybody gets off track because somebody
we're
said
childs.
That we weren't tall enough or pretty enough or something, and we disconnect from that innocence that we are as children. I think that's a big part of Discover the Gift's message is getting back to that innocence, that childlike state of receptivity and awe and wonder with just simply being alive.
Yeah. You know what? And one of the, I referred to this earlier, but for those who are going to be watching the film at some point, the moment when the two, her and her brother and her connect in a special way, I shouldn't have said anything, but there I said that. It's a special moment. Yes, thank you. See. That's what I was getting at. That was a gift. And so with that,
With joy
down in my heart. So with that, I want to thank our guest, Cheyenne Joy Aziz and Mark Lejeune, and of course our producer, Dorothy Donahue, and all of you who make the show possible. Like, oh, look at you. She's waving at everybody in the studio saying thank you to them. Thank you, Cheyenne, for thanking everybody in the studio.
And thank you, Malcolm. And thank you to the Joint Studios again.
Exactly. So with that, thank you to all of you who are listening and watching, and for also those who comment and say such beautiful things on Facebook and all that. We do appreciate it. We do read them all. And we're grateful for you. Oh, grateful. There it is. We're grateful for you. We're grateful for Cheyenne and this moment that we've had together. So with that, I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Yeah, change the world.